Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is one of my favorite folks in the world. He's one of the great futurists of our time, as you've heard me say before. Many, many books he has written on the topic of foresight that many executives, large and small, have benefited from, including this CEO. Joel is also an outstanding filmmaker. In fact, the first time I ever saw anything he did was the film he did on Paradigms. It's still very powerful, very relevant. Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing good. You know, I think I could probably narrate your Paradigms video. I still tell the stories. I love the pig story.
Yeah. You know, it's funny who remembers. Typically, more women remember the pig story than men.
Oh yeah. So, folks, that'll make you want to go get the video. I promise you. Hey, Joel, thanks again for being here. I remember. Yeah. Over the last several years, as I was telling the audience earlier, you've been bringing us foresight about different things that were going to be likely to be part of our future. Many of them have come to pass that we talked about. One of the things that we've talked about quite a bit over the years has been new developments in graphene. And now they're talking about synthesizing graphene. Tell the audience first what graphene is. Remind us, how to synthesize it.
Graphene is a form of carbon. It is basically one atom thick material, which is amazing that we can actually make something one atom thick that exists and handles. It's for all intents and purposes transparent. It's the strongest material per weight that we have yet developed, and it has all sorts of capacities for electronics, for optics, for materials building. It's a wonder material. And what I was going to talk about a little bit about today was the fact that what America typically does, this is the United States reaction, which is look at this graphene, let's figure out as many practical uses as we can for it. So the United States has been going gung-ho developing new graphene uses. However, mm-hmm. the thing that's
the natural,
in Europe,
the natural product, right?
The natural product.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe, my experience has been with them that they always keep working on the theory. So even though we're running for practicality, they're still looking at the core of the theory, mm-hmm. and they have, at the University of Luxembourg, figured out a way to make artificial graphene. In other words, to take the concept of graphene and use that concept with other atomic materials. And the end result is that they now have a process for producing similar patterns of graphene atomically, but is made out of totally different materials. And it allows them to customize this at a level that you can't customize graphene. So we're
now, is this artificial graphene or another material that replicates graphene? Or
totally
replicates
different.
The surface of graphene.
Yeah, different materials serving. If you think of graphene as a template, this is a pattern. Now we're mm-hmm. using the pattern to produce using different atoms, using different atomic mm-hmm. materials. And what mm-hmm. that means is we've had literally found hundreds of uses for graphene. Now multiply that times 1,000.
And not being limited by one element.
Exactly. Instead of being stuck in carbon, you have this other approach that allows you to create an equivalent kind of honeycomb pattern, but with amazing properties that we've never seen before.
Give us an example.
We're moving into a totally new materials era.
Give us an application of graphene, artificial or otherwise.
Well, one of the most interesting things about graphene is that it handles electricity very, very well, especially along mm-hmm. its edges, which allows us to make graphene computer chips or graphene-based mm. computer chips.
Instead of silicon, graphene.
Silicon is not graphene. Silicon is silicon.
No, I said instead of silicon
chips. Graphene chips, which may allow us to, you know, the old Moore's Law, we're going to run into the end. Now,
right.
Maybe we will not run into the end. So graphene is moving along wonderfully well. Check, if you go to my website and click on my Scoop It section, they'll see a whole section on graphene there. But
right.
what's happening
right.
now is the expansion of possibilities as,
wow.
as a result of the Europe's work.
Coming to a product near you before too long, folks. Hey, Joel, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We've got more like this, more fascinating stuff from our good friend Joel Barker after these messages. Don't go away. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.